This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn says the U.S. needs to put more focus on development of hypersonic weapons. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
During a keynote address at the Hudson Institute, Congressman Lamborn sounded the alarm when it comes to hypersonic weapons. They go fast, go far, and are hard to evade. And the U.S. is lagging far behind possible adversaries.
The Chinese and even the Russians are way ahead of us in this, and it's a capability that's critical for the future of possible warfare.
He says Congress needs to do more to fund, develop, and test these systems. Others at the event noted developing hypersonics could also have economic as well as national security benefits, since it will need support from the nation's science and tech sectors. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has dubbed this time of year Fat Bear Fall and wants people's help to prevent conflicts with black bears as they bulk up for hibernation. In Durango, officers tranquilized and relocated a 450-pound bear Thursday after he got a little too comfortable dining on a resident's fruit trees. CPW says more than half the state's bear incidents last year took place between August and October. And the annual foot races up Pikes Peak continue today. More than 900 people are registered for today's marathon, where they will hoof it up 13.3 miles to the top of America's mountain before turning around and jogging back down. Visitors to Manitou Springs should expect traffic, detours, and closures today for that. This is CPR News and KRCC.